We then start to conclude the bracha with the theme with which we started. We started off Sim Shalom, Tova Vracha. We then finish off Rachem Chaim V'Shalom. And we'll say soon, V'tayv Be'enecha Vracha Samcha Yisrael B'chalitza Chol Shal B'Shleimecha Baruch Atah Hashem V'Varech Esamay Yisrael B'Shalom. So it's now really all about the Shalom. We know that this is the way we sign off from our davening, also from our benching, also from Kaddish, with Shalom. Because the Mishnah tells us right at the end of Shas, at the end of Uktin, the utensil that holds all blessings is Shalom, is peace. And therefore, of course, when we're asking for all of Hashem's brachas throughout the Shemayin Esrei, we'll finish off with Shalom. So Maseiros Yesharim discusses Shalom. You have people that aren't in so much pain. Their spirit is cooled down, let's say. Even if they're not the kind of people that are in an intensely passionate relationship with Hashem, things are rather cool. Why? Because they feel threatened by other people. They struggle with what other people have. It's too much for them. Maseiros Yesharim tells us something very important. It's important for them to know, if only they would know. I cannot touch that which is designated for my friend, even within a hair's breadth. What is his, what is mine. What's meant to come to him will be for him. What's meant to come to me will be for me. All of this is part of Hashem's plan. He allocates resources based on what he feels is best and right. Some infinite wisdom decides what resources I need in order to fulfill my role in this world. When we internalize that idea, we're not threatened by anybody else. We don't feel ourselves being in competition with anybody else. We start to remove the kinah from our hearts. There's no jealousy. There's no unhealthy competition. Because I'm not in competition with anybody else. Because I'm never going to get what they deserve or what they need. This explains the Maseiros Yesharim in the 10th chapter. This is the kind of shalom and shalva that the Malachi Hasharis, the ministering angels, have. They're happy to do what they need to do. Smeichim b'alvedasam. Each one in their place. There's no jealousy amongst them. Because they totally understand the truth. They understand they have a role, they understand they have a place, and they have to understand and appreciate they have everything they need in order to fulfill that role. They don't feel threatened. There's no competition. And we really attest to this in davening, v'nes and reshus el azeh. This is the way that they make space for each other, because there's shalom, there's unity, there's care, there's compassion, so to speak. Because they understand that Hashem is in control, giving them, quote-unquote, exactly what they need. It's really a lesson for us that Shalom is everything.